Hello, welcome to the Manifesting and Law of Attraction podcast. Today, Hemel talks about flow. When we say getting in the flow, what exactly does that mean?
Okay, so let me define flow. This is how I define it. You've heard me use words like alignment, getting into flow. Abraham used the word vortex, etc. I think it's all the same thing, really. That's how I term it. For me, when someone gets into the flow, and of course, flow is not a fixed state; it's a relative state. So you can get more and more into your flow, more and more into your groove, more and more into your alignment, etc. So it's a relative state. You know, you can be in a not so good state, and you can feel a little bit better. Flow actually could even mean doesn't have to be a good state, because you could be quite down and out of your flow, but you could have an improvement, so you could still be down, but have a relative improvement, so you could actually be relatively more into your flow, although you're not actually feeling great at that moment. But I think how we tend to generally think of flow is almost like when you're really in your groove, and the things that you do tend to work for you, things start to show up, etc., etc. For me, though, I would make your flow regardless of what's happening around you, because, like, my own view is manifestations start from you. They start from within you, and sometimes you may not actually see the outside effects immediately, or you may, but it starts with your groove and how you feel. So sometimes, you know, things may happen around you which actually don't look pretty, or they may scare you, but if you're in your flow, and I will define that more in a moment, if you're in your flow, then you can feel that, you know, you're in the right direction. So, in terms of myself, how would I define if I'm in my flow? I tend to feel better. I tend to make the best choices. And that's that's something I would consciously do. So it's not that, you know, something does that for me. It's actually a way of thinking. It's a way of being, a way of deciding where to put your attention. For me, it's like you withdraw your attention away from the things that don't feel good, or you resolve them. Okay. But remember, the key thing is whatever your vibration is in your now. So is it on the things that are worrying you? Is it on the things that are going wrong? That's, you're keeping that in your energy. Okay. So, and it's not going to feel good. And so as you withdraw your attention from that, you put your attention and energy on things that feel better and better. So, sometimes it may even be just withdrawing from a particular context or a particular situation. That's why sometimes we say if you do appreciation exercises, if you focus on nature, focus on animals, children, whatever it might be, that connects you more to your quote-unquote source, so to speak. That connects you to more of who you are. They call it nature because it takes you closer to your natural rhythm. So it's as you step away and you step away your attention from a situation that's not pretty and just withdraw your attention, that in itself can take you to your flow. So sometimes it might not be actually fixing something. It may just be momentarily withdrawing your attention, so it's not being pulled down. Sometimes when you try and fix something, you might take ages and hours over it, and it may actually pull you down and trying to fix it if you don't fix it. If you fix it, you may then gain relief, and that's fine. But sometimes just withdrawing attention is fine, because it raises your energy. And that then when you come back to it, you come to it with new eyes or a new energy, and you fix it. Sometimes that's why they say, like, if you have a problem, write it down, try and deal with it, but if not, go away and come back. Because when you go away, you might come back with a fresh mind or a new perspective.
If you would like more information about Hemel and the chance to join him on a live call, please visit hemelradia.com. Thanks for listening.